Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Martha.
So where are you at this moment?
Well, I've stopped just in downtown Port Henry on my way down to Crown Point. I'm outside the Catholic Church, actually the snow is falling so thickly right now that I can no longer see the bridge, maybe just a ghostly outline, but it's been fading in and out the last few minutes.
So the weather is snowy but warm enough for this to go ahead, right?
You know, it's going to be interesting to get down there and hear from DOT officials. I assume that this visibility will not be a problem for their engineers, but, you know, we'll just have to see. You know, they're wrestling with the weather conditions here. Last week it was the cold. Right now, again, a lot of snow, precipitation falling. You know, we'll just have to see. Right now, as of the latest I've heard, we're still on track for 10 o'clock.
So the Department of Transportation is urging anyone who wants to see the structure to get up close, go down to Port Henry. Let's listen to the DOT's Deborah Rausch.
They have to get themselves to Port Henry, which we expect there will be heavy traffic. So our advice to the public is go directly to Port Henry if you want to see the demolition in person. But beyond that, and more importantly, we will have a live broadcast on the internet.
And we have a link to that at our website, ncpr.org, ncpr.org. And there's a couple links right at the top of the front page. So, Brian, tell us again what this demolition should look like.
Well, the way they have described it, it's going to be a fairly massive explosion where these shaped charges are going to go off all at once, about 800 pounds, located at 500 different sort of pressure points along the bridge. And if everything goes properly, it'll sever all of those load-bearing places on the bridge, separating it from the cement pier. A flash of light, a very loud bang that should be loud all across the bay here, and then the structure will drop right down into the water of Lake Champlain. So we have some videos of past bridge demolitions at our website, ncpr.org, and you can see from those, if this goes according to plan, it should be a very quick, loud, and kind of dramatic event. And then we expect to see some debris still emerging from the lake. Let me just mention now, looking off into the snow here, I can see one of the demolition barges moving through the snow and mist. So they're definitely moving into position right now.
Now, they were concerned about people being on the ice, trying to get out on the ice and watch this. But it sounds like if there's been such a warm weekend, they're not worrying about that now.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Now the concern would be boaters getting too close. There is a 1,000-foot exclusion area. The Coast Guard and the DEC are helping with security around the bridge site.
And I imagine, you know, if a whole bridge is dropping into a lake, there's going to be some turbulence in the water. So that could be a problem. I'm assuming
the videos show some waves that I've seen from other comparable bridges. There is a pretty big water surge, yeah.
This has become really an event in the Champlain Valley. I'm assuming it'll be up on YouTube within seconds as well. The Press Republican has a great article today interviewing seniors in the area who remember when this bridge opened 80 years ago. And Speedy Arnold, a folk singer from Keysville, New York, he has a new song up on YouTube celebrating the event. We have just a little bit to listen to here.
Bridge, get the camera in the car and round up all the kids. Call the neighbors, get a cooler and some beers from the bridge, and we'll go down to Bowaga, watch the bridge fall in the water as they blow up the Champlain Bridge. Oh, they say it ain't safe anymore.
It ain't safe!
Yeah, the state spent all our money on stuff they shouldn't have spent it for. While the pilings, they're all rotten, simple maintenance was forgotten, ineptitude from shore to shore. They're blowing up the Champlain Bridge.
So that was Speedy Arnold, a folk singer from Keysville, New York. A little bit of a dig at state officials there, Brian.
Yeah, you know, and that is an important thing kind of in the background here. This has turned into a situation where the DOT is drawing a lot of praise for moving quickly to respond to this crisis, getting ferries open for free across the lake. They expect this temporary ferry at Crown Point to be open later next month. But still a lot of resentment over the fact that so many lives here have been disrupted, a lot of businesses as well. So I think Department of Transportation officials are working hard to rebuild that trust. They say by the summer of 2011, they'll have the new span up, and so people will be watching closely to see if they stay on track there.
Okay, thank you very much, Brian Mann, in Port Henry for the demolition of the Crown Point Bridge set for 10 this morning, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks, Martha.
About 3,400 vehicles use the Crown Point Bridge every day. Many of these motorists live in one state and work in the other. The closing forced some to take a 100-mile detour or ride crowded ferries to reach their jobs, and local businesses that relied on the bridge have seen revenues plummet. The debris from the implosion will be removed by the spring. Construction on the new span is scheduled to begin then. The new bridge is expected to open in the summer of 2011. Transportation officials from Vermont and New York are expected to announce the final choice for the design of the new bridge in mid-January. Again, you can find a link to live video of the demolition at ncpr.org, and we'll have full coverage this afternoon during All Before 5 and, of course, tomorrow morning during the 8 o'clock hour. Today won't be the first time a big blast has rocked the Crown Point area of the New York-Vermont border. Historian Tim Titus says a pair of major blasts touched off at Crown Point in the 18th century were likely some of the biggest explosions the region has ever heard. Titus worked at the Crown Point State Historic Site on the New York side from 1975 until 1995. In 1759, the French blew up their own fort at Crown Point as the British Army was advancing up the lake. Titus says that blast was powerful enough to blow apart the 10-foot-thick walls of the fort's four-story citadel. 15 years later, a larger fort built by the British was destroyed after a chimney fire at a barracks spread to the powder magazine. 100 barrels of gunpowder, each weighing about 100 pounds, exploded. Titus says that was so loud, soldiers at Fort Ticonderoga, 10 miles away, heard the blast. Once again, the 80-year-old Lake Champlain Bridge scheduled to be imploded this morning at 10.